the American Medical Association sent people who didn't want to recognize them. Well, that wasn't up to us, because Congress, in a bill for the GIs, had approved chiropractors, that is one of the professions that they could, you know, get their GI Bill for, to become a chiropractor.
And the AMA came lobbying against creating an accrediting group.
Yeah, or recognizing one of them. Oh. And we just said, well, not our function. Congress has already decided that question. Our function is to be sure they're legitimate schools of chiropractic. Well, there are two kinds of chiropractic. The old original chiropractic, which believe that, you know, the manipulation of the backbone, spinal cord, you can cure cancer or emphysema, anything else. And the other kind, who is recognized, pretty much has to do with certain types of, you know, back trouble, pains that come out of, you know, misalignment of the back. This is the modern chiropractic. We listened to the original theory. They've had a school appearing from up in Kansas. The rest of these schools were, you know, they didn't recognize them as the type. So they had to have their own accrediting agency. Then the modern chiropractors, who sort of not do different from osteopaths, and they had accrediting agencies. We had to recognize two different accrediting agencies, one for the, you might say, the classical chiropractors, and one for the modern chiropractors. Some of us didn't believe in chiropractic, but that wasn't our job. Is it a bona fide chiropractic school where they have some sort of standards and not just a farce?